We talked a lot about hockey. Of course, Hockey Alberta registration is down. Is it a concern that Hockey Canada, the VP of Hockey Development, Paul Carson, joins us on the program? Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well, Paul. Hockey Alberta came out and said registration's down 3.6%, which, you know, not a huge number. Do you guys know if registration is down across the country?
It is down a little bit. It's, you know, these are the early numbers because we go through an entire year of collecting data. I would say that the number across the country is somewhere in the neighborhood of just over 1%. You know, on 570,000 or so registrations, that's a, you know, that's a pretty small number. But at the same time, it is a trend that you have to be mindful of, and we watch those closely.
Paul, we've had a lot of our listeners who say, you know, the reason they quit, the number one reason seems to be money. And obviously, hockey arenas are expensive to build and they're expensive to maintain. I know there are some programs, Sports Central and other ones, that help try to get people in so they can afford it. Is that just the reality of hockey? Do you think there's any way to lessen the cost moving forward?
Well, I definitely think there's a way to lessen the cost. And one of those are the decisions that families make in terms of you know, what the expected costs would be for the minor hockey experience. And, you know, I'm a dad that had kids growing up playing hockey, and I found myself at team meetings making, you know, making a case for keeping the price down and, you know, not traveling to tournaments out of town as opposed to playing, you know, closer to town, maybe not traveling to tournaments that required a flight as opposed to, you know, driving somewhere in the province. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, you can spend a lot of money on this game in the choices that you make. But at the same time, is the cost of the experience unreasonable for the recreational hockey player? Not a chance.
Paul, some people have obviously in the recent years been concerned about safety, and I know you guys have done a lot with removing hitting at lower levels. I assume you guys are always trying to continue to make the game safer. Are there other things on the agenda in regards to safety that you guys are considering?
Well, I really appreciate being able to speak to this one because I think it is critical. I think parents are always looking to choose activities for their kids that are safe and provide a positive and enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. So there's no question that, you know, everything from, you know, dealing with violent and aggressive behavior in the game, our recent initiative that was zero tolerance on head contact. And, you know, even when we introduced that, you know, when people said, well, you know, he didn't mean to make contact with the head, you know, people just need to be more aware that there are ways of playing the game with, you know, two hands on your stick and your stick close to the ice that would minimize those types of contacts. Our safety education program for parents, our concussion app that we produced a year and a half ago to help parents, help coaches and team administrators to understand and recognize the signs and symptoms of injuries and then address those injuries, but also the kinds of things that the teams are doing in terms of making sure kids are playing in a safe and while it is an aggressive game and we appreciate that even in a non-body checking environment there will be contact, we want kids to play with their heads up. We want kids to play with a level of awareness of where they are on the ice, where their teammates are on the ice, and I think those are all important pieces to keeping the game safe for all participants.
Paul Carson joins us. He is the VP of Hockey Development for Hockey Canada. Every year, Paul, it seems something's coming out. Last year, of course, was big as far as non-contact and peewee across the country. I don't think anything is going to be that big this year to match it. What are some of the new initiatives coming out for the next hockey season?
Well, actually, I think, you know, the one initiative that we're introducing this year that I think addresses the issue of cost, it certainly addresses the issue of safety, is the Bauer Big Assist program. So, you know, in an effort to grow the game, we have ventured into a fairly significant investment with Bauer, and we're looking at hosting 30 events across the country this year as a starting point. There was a pilot last year in four communities, so we know it works. And we're really looking at a way to offer families a really, really low-risk trial process for the game. And so this means that, across this country, families will be able to, where this program is available, families will be able to register their youngster for, $199 and have an experience that provides them with all the equipment that they need, six ice sessions. They'll have expert equipment fitting. They'll have a demonstration on how to get that equipment on. And then they'll have really low instructor to skater ratios for those youngsters to learn to play the game. And then the idea that we would transition that program into a spring offering where those same kids could go for another six-week program. We really feel we've addressed the issue of cost. We're addressing the issue of that fun element and learning to play the game at a level where, so for example, for many of these programs, the age range is 6 to 10 years old. And, a lot of times, 9 and 10-year-old youngsters who haven't stepped on the ice yet are a little intimidated by the fact that, most kids on the ice around them might be able to skate well and handle themselves well. So now there's a program that's designed for all kids who step on the ice for the first time to feel a little more comfortable in their skin and have an opportunity to learn how to play the game.
That's a unique program. So the 30 across the country, are there any going to be in the Edmonton area?
Well, it's really a branch decision. Hockey Alberta is looking at trying to get as many of those programs as they can. I certainly see Edmonton and Calgary as communities that would benefit a great deal from the program. And, there is a cap of 45 in each of these events. But, my feeling is that's something that certainly communities like Edmonton, Calgary, the bigger communities can look forward to. But, Hockey Alberta cares a bit, the rural centers as well. And so they're looking for some creative solutions to push this experience throughout the province. And during their annual general meeting this weekend in Edmonton, they'll certainly be discussing a market approach to this plan for Hockey Alberta.
And how would they get their kids involved?
Well, there's information on the Hockey Canada website right now about the Big Assist program. But I think ultimately, once the communities are determined by Hockey Alberta, there'll be information going out late summer to indicate opportunities for signing up and opportunities for getting access to the program. I presume most of these programs will have their welcome events sometime through the month of October and then run through a six-week program late October to early December.
Paula, what was the initial reaction? Because I know Quebec's had it. What was the initial reaction from associations by eliminating contact in Peewee?
Well, eliminating body checking, because we still want to appreciate that there's some contact going on. And as witnessed by watching the women's game at the national level with no body checking, it's quite the physical game. But you know what? It's a great question, Jason. We're really, really pleased with the response of the community at large right across the country. There were very few emails and phone calls, telling us that we'd probably made a poor decision on behalf of the development of young players in the country. More often than not, the emails and the responses from the community were very, very positive. People were really excited about the opportunities. And now what we're looking at is, where does body checking belong in the game at the bantam and midget age levels? Does body checking belong at the recreational level? And so now the discussions are going on around, where it fits within the actual age levels beyond Peewee. But I appreciate the question because it gives us a chance to talk about the positive response we've received from right across the country.
Paula, always good to catch up with you. I appreciate the update. And I guess for these initiatives, when should parents know? Like, what's the kind of the final date on when the associations, when you decide where they're going to be?
Well, I think those decisions will be made over the summer, probably in the month of July. Our goal is to have all minor hockey association applications in the second week of July. I think It's either the 11th or the 17th. But I do encourage people, if you go right onto the front page of Hockey Canada's website, in the Hero Board, you'll see the Big Assist program. You can click through, look at information on the program. I think we've done a really good job of getting that information front and center. And then families can look for this program to start getting some promotion in the month of late in the month of August, maybe, you know, even as late as early September.
Appreciate your time, Paul.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Jason.